It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm Carrie Kaufman. 46 homes have been identified in Milwaukee as having lead poison hazards, but only 5 have been cleaned up since the beginning of the year. What's taking so long, and how are people being affected? Mary Spicuzza has been reporting on this. She is a politics reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and she joins us now. Mary, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
So through an open records request, you recently learned that only 5 homes with lead poison kids had been made lead safe by the city of Milwaukee. How many more Milwaukee homes are out there that have lead poisoning and lead poisoning kids in them?
So that is a slippery number because the city is really still trying to identify and track down homes that have lead poisoning risks. And that could be like peeling, deteriorating lead paint. They're concerned about lead pipes, lead dust, lead in the soil. So through an open records request, we were able to learn that through between the months of January and early June, so like the first 5 months of the year, that 46 of those homes had been made lead safe or abated is the technical term, but only 5 of those 46 homes that had been cleaned up had children with elevated blood levels or lead poisoning in them. So we were a bit surprised because this has been really a focus of the health department for months now. You may remember that the previous commissioner, Bevin Baker, stepped down very abruptly in January after it came to light that they had failed to follow up with the families of lead poisoned children, or at least failed to document those efforts. So they brought in an interim commissioner, Patricia McManus, and it was really kind of presented as an all-hands-on-deck situation trying to turn this around and help the families of lead poisoned children in Milwaukee. So when we saw the number 5 during those 5 months, we were a bit surprised that more hadn't been done. We have heard that some have been done since that request was made, so like between the months of June, July, and August. It sounds like perhaps as many as 11 homes have now with lead poison children in them have been cleaned up, but we're still waiting to get more numbers.
So I want to clarify here, 46 homes have been made lead safe, but only 5 of them as of June, and now 11 had kids who had lead poisoning in them.
Right.
Okay. And so are there more? Do we know how many more homes there are with kids who are lead poisoning? Like how widespread is lead poisoning among kids in Milwaukee?
It's been a huge concern in Milwaukee really for years, and the city, to their credit, have been making great strides to reduce the number of lead poisoned children. However, obviously, there's no good level of children with lead poisoning. You obviously want to have no lead in any children. And I think part of what's happened is they have been lowering the amount of lead that is considered safe in the human body to really zero. And so they've kind of lowered the levels of when they start monitoring. So to be fair to the city, part of, they're looking at cases that they may not have been as concerned about before. Mm. That said, I think everybody agrees there are far too many children with lead poisoning in the city of Milwaukee. And really, this is a nationwide problem in a lot of industrial cities. We've heard of Flint, Michigan, Chicago, New York. And there's a lot of older homes in Milwaukee that still have lead paint, still have lead pipes, and especially it's more deteriorating lead paint is what a lot of public health professionals are concerned about, where it could be peeling, chipping, falling. Children could be putting their fingers in it, putting their hands in it. And also in the wake of Flint, a lot of people have been concerned about lead pipes and the lead flaking off into the water and poisoning children. So there's been a real push to have people get filters and filter their water, especially if you have young children, pregnant women, nursing mothers, especially, babies who might be drinking formula mixed with tap water. That's obviously a real concern. Lead is a poison, and it can stunt growth. It can harm brain development and have a lot of really negative, long-term, lifelong health consequences for children.
So I'm interested in what this term lead safe means. I mean, you have ticked off a number of reasons why a home could have lead poisoning. Lead paint is one of them. Lead in the soil is another one of them. Lead in water in the pipes is another one. And it seems to me that as I tick those off, they increase in cost to fix each particular one. So what does it mean to be lead safe, and who pays for that?
So there are federal programs through HUD, the federal housing agency, that will housing and urban development, that they will provide funding to cities like Milwaukee to oversee lead abatement efforts, and that can be helping with things like getting rid of peeling, chipping lead paint, trying to go through and identify visible hazards in the home. Often it's windows, although they're trying to not. I think there's been a realization that they can't just focus on windowsills, peeling around windows. But when you're opening and closing windows, especially during the summer, that lead paint can flake off through, you know, as you're kind of grinding lead paint. So that is one thing that they really focus on, is trying to go into a home and find deteriorating lead paint and try to remove that hazard. I think that what we're trying to find out now is when homes were made lead safe, you know, was it sounds like they've been giving out water filters now, especially if they have lead pipes. We don't think that was always the case, and are pretty sure we're trying to figure out when they started giving out lead filters exactly, but that could be, you know, removing a lead paint hazard, that could be giving out a filter and encouraging people to use it and get replacement cartridges when time comes. Looking at, they really should be doing soil samples for those homes to see if, because a lot of kids, well, they don't just stay inside, they go and play in the dirt, and that could have lead in it too. So we're trying to get more information about what testing was done at homes and what efforts were made to make them, to abate them or make them lead safe, so children won't be, you know, essentially continually poisoned. And there was a, you know, unfortunate case that we learned about, and actually did a records request for a disciplinary action on a nurse who sent really severely lead poisoned children back home into an unsafe environment after they were released from the hospital. Mm-hmm. And at the hospital, they were having a process that's known as chelation done, where it basically means that the lead poisoning is so severe that you go into the hospital and have treatments to have it, like, sucked out of your body, essentially, or removed, because it's such a high level and it's such a serious poison. And then those children were unfortunately sent back into a home that had not been abated or made lead safe. And that's we're still trying to follow up on that case. But the concern with that is that those children could essentially be repoisoned, and almost they could, like, have their lead levels spike because they're kind of in a, you know, vulnerable state after having this medical treatment where their little bodies are almost like a sponge that could just suck up lead again. And so that's a real, you know, that's a real concern. And I know that nurse was disciplined, and the mayor had actually mentioned that as a case that he was especially concerned about. But we are trying to get more information about what happened in cases like that. We'll kind of follow up with
okay,
that.
So one quick question before we leave. There was the lead reduction program was ceased in February. There was a stop work order. Talk to me about that.
Yeah, so the public was learning about these problems with the health department. Bevin Baker left. A new interim commissioner, Patricia McManus, came in. HUD, the federal officials, state officials, all came in to investigate the situation. U.S. Representative Gwen Moore had requested the feds come in. I know the state was concerned. And so basically the federal officials issued a stop work order because they were concerned that essentially the lead cleanup or lead abatement efforts that the city was either doing itself or overseeing, having contractors do, was not sufficient enough to really make the homes lead safe. And they wanted to make sure that there wasn't, for example, like too much of a focus on windows and not enough looking at other issues or other sources of lead. So that said, we had been told that was kind of a temporary, you know, wasn't going to put kids at risk through the stop work order. So we're still trying to figure out about, did that slow this down dramatically or kind of what, as they were trying to clean up the problem, you know, and the interim commissioner has said, like, it was a mess when she came in, and it was more of a mess than people realized, and it took months just to get proper systems in place to move forward. So obviously you don't want to just be the person on the sideline criticizing everybody, but I think it is something that everybody is concerned about and wants answers on. And same with the question of what is poisoning Milwaukee's kids, how much of it is the paint, how much of it is the pipe. When you get a lead test back, it doesn't say this child was poisoned through X, and I think everybody wants to find out what's poisoning them.
We have been talking to Mary Spokusa. She is a politics reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Mary, you have one more, you have like 30 seconds. There is a new person who is running the health department. Do you have hope for her?
You know, she is a Milwaukee native who was working at a Washington, D.C. based nonprofit. She was just sworn in as health commissioner after a common council vote this week. We've heard a lot of she really had quite a support network of people wanting her to be the commissioner. It was almost like people were joking that she could have ran. Alderman Donovan said he wished he had the support she had on his last campaign when he was running for mayor. So she seems to be very popular. So we have, I think, a lot of people are hoping the best.
Mary Spokusa, thank you for talking with us today about this. We will follow up.
Great. Thank you so much. Thanks for having me on.
It's The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.